wrestling fans of all ages, shapes, sizes, genders, and everything in between. It is time to go to war and be the cure for the Common Wrestling Podcast. Welcome to the revolution.
Buzz, buzz, guys. My name is Kate Murphy.
What's going on, everybody? This is Will Tarashuk, the founder of the Kings of the Rings podcast.
What's going on, guys? It is I, the one and only Quiet Riot himself, Zach, your host of the Young Lions Perspective.
What's up, guys? This is the Monday Night Delight.
Greetings, one and all. This is your Prime Minister speaking, your favorite Canadian, Mr. Fret.
Hey, what's up, you guys? This is Nate the Effing Great from the Game Changer podcast.
If you're looking for a network that keeps wrestling real, then you've come to the right place, because
you're listening to
You are listening to
You are listening to
You are listening
Then you are listening.
Get ready for a war, because you're listening to
What is going on, everybody? This is King Ricky Rose, your general manager, and you are listening to Wrestle Addict Radio. Now enjoy the show.
Are you ready?
For the last 3 weeks. More like four. Actually, so like close to a month. A lot has been going on with yours truly since last we spoke. On October 30th, my father, Zika, passed away. He had a heart attack the week prior. I get a message from him on Facebook Messenger letting me know that I... Forgive me if I take a little bit. It's still fresh. Let me know I just had a heart attack. So that hit hard. And so we spoke throughout the day while I was at work. And that was literally the true last time I spoke with my father. Told him I loved him. Told him you still got a lot of time left. You'll get through this and we'll see each other. Quadruple bypass surgery. That was about that Tuesday or Wednesday. As I'm at work, it was around 8 o'clock. I was charging my phone, and we're in a portion of the area I was working at my job. I go over to check on it real quick to see how it's charging, see if it's working. From his wife, now widow, Lori. That he passed away. So as any natural person would do, when in the moment they realize someone that they care about and love passes away, naturally you cry. And I, my, My boss comes over. And sees me. He's like, you're all right? I'm like, no, what? Now, he was the first and only person I had told at that time. Bathroom, cry it out, call my mom, let her know what the situation was. I was like, no, I'll be fine, give me a minute. Go back, tell my boss, I'm leaving, I'm done. He's like, I get it, you don't need to be here right now, it's not your focus. I leave and go home. And the entire Friday, I was just, in my mind, dead set. Salt pretty much was out of tears at that point. I fell asleep, took a nap, woke up. Went through the weekend. My boss hits me up asking me if I want to take bereavement. I take it. Worked that Monday, that Tuesday, and then I was gone for 13 days from my job. I had a planned vacation I already had set to go, so it just added on to that. I was like, screw it. So I do my 3 days of bereavement, pretty much just, you know, thinking about things and my dad, a lot of shit going on, and of course with everything going on with COVID and possibilities of second lockdowns and all this shit. And I literally just made the conscious decision to shut off my Twitter and my Instagram literally for 2 weeks. Travel day came, I left for Denver, watched pretty much the majority of Full Gear, fell asleep probably during towards the main event, which was really bad, but entire time I just did, I think I did maybe my live stream the first match, Moxley and Hangman in the World Title Eliminator Tournament. Great match, by the way. Really great, solid open. The show itself was good. I watched Power Struggle. That was fucking awesome. Power Struggle was really good. I enjoyed that thoroughly. That was a oof. Ibushi, why they do you dirty like that? I don't know why they did Ibushi dirty like that, but they did. But it was good, though. I was shocked. And didn't even give a single fuck about social media for a week. For 8 days. I was out there 8 days. And literally gave no fucks about social media or Instagram. Did find out Alex Trebek passed away. Rest in peace, Alex Trebek. Those of you that didn't know, I found out. Woke up in the morning about to eat breakfast and shit. Next thing I know, I found out, oh shit, he did. I'm like, what? If they give it to LeVar Burton, that would be dope as fuck. Because I like LeVar Burton, Reading Rainbow. Great show, by the way. Great show. So, the Sunday that I was to return to Jersey, I'm walking to my gate, literally get through TSA, like, yo, by the way, airplanes and shit, when you flying and whatnot, yo, TSA not that bad right now. Literally got through, when I left, got through the gate, what was it, from check-in to gate, 24 minutes. That's not that bad. That's really fucking good. I mean, Newark to Denver back in July was about straight 10 minutes, no cap. Definitely no cap. I ain't playing with you. Had enough time to talk with two dudes who were on their way to Vegas, make that money. Hopefully they did. I hope they won themselves some money. They seem like cool cats. Flirted with the freaking one of the TSA agents. That shit was hilarious. She was nice. Nice girl. On my way to my gig to come back home, I find out a very good friend of mine, one of my very, very, very good friends, found out his mom passed away. And I'm very close with the family. And it shocked all of us who have known her. I call my boy, let him know, give him my condolences and all that. And told me there would be arrangements for viewings and funerals and all that shit. I was like, okay. And I've known him and all my bros for about like 15, 16 years now. Maybe even more than that. Close to 20, I know that for sure. So they are my bros. And so I was very close with his mom. She was the only other woman that I called besides my mom. She's a wonderful woman. Very, very funny. Funny woman. When him and my boy would just like shit talk. Oh, it was great. Wonderful soul. Really cool. Very chill. Someone I would want to have a beer with. For real. So, I'm literally at my gig crying. And then also thinking about my dad at the same time. It just hit so different. Now, mind you, I had to get on a plane and fly 3 hours back to Jersey while thinking about all of that. Football. I haven't even checked the score since about like 5 hours ago, which would have been 1 o'clock. Okay, I lied. I checked it like 2 hours ago, but still. It's just, it's kind of taking the backseat. And I had to put this podcast in the backseat for a little bit. Give me time to think. Give me time to reflect. Give me time to have an understanding. Give me time to retool things in my head. Give me time to get an understanding. Like I said, it gave me a lot of time to think, you know, about me, my health. I quit smoking, or at least attempted to, because that's kind of how my dad passed. He was a heavy smoker. So, I have to cut literally that. I can't go out the same way he did, you know? already caught up to him. Very young, early 60s. So I don't want that to happen. And so I'm just literally sitting here with all these thoughts in my head, and just, and I'm trying to like think about everything in terms of the podcast. And having 2 weeks away from work and everything else in existence and just chilling, you get to think about things. You get to think about, you know, what you want some things to be going forward, some things that are different, some things that are staying the same. So that's what I also wanted to talk about here today. Technically, when you hear this, it would be yesterday that I recorded this. So going forward, you'll still get three, you're gonna get three shows a week. News of the weekend, last week, this week, light the fuse. Not an issue. In terms of the good, the bad, and the ugly, my review on pay-per-views, all that shit, that is going to be now moved over to Patreon. I'm going to leave. What I wanted to do is like structure is keep it, you know, don't get me wrong, I love doing the good, the bad, and the ugly. Fun shit to do. But sometimes they don't land always on recording day, Sunday. So I figured it would make more sense to be able to watch said pay-per-view, be able to kind of like have notes, extensive notes that have been, you know, written down, and be able to talk about it and talk about it in a good length of time with the right information and how my thoughts and feelings in a proper manner, not just actually, you know, having to just strictly news the weekend for that. So every Monday from here on out is going to be straight news of the weekend. All the news that's fit for me to talk about Monday, 10 a.m. from here on out, after today's episode, of course. Tuesday, strictly same thing. Friday, you know what you're going to get. All of my good, the bad, and the uglies now will now be moved over to Patreon. And I think that's a very, very good move for me, because, like I said, I'll be able to watch the pay-per-view, have notes, have everything I want to talk about, and be able to do it at a later time. It won't be Monday, it won't be Tuesday. Maybe it'll drop sometime between, like, Wednesday or Saturday, Wednesday through Saturday, sometime between then. But I still have to do, of course, recording for like the Fuse. So maybe Friday or Saturday, you know, may take a little bit of time, but I'm trying to get it going. Will I do Survivor Series for the first one? Maybe. Gonna stick around and find out for all my patrons out there. Patreon.com/WrestleAddictRadio. $5 a month, 17 cents a day. All the good stuff. But I think it makes sense for me to just move everything, you know, all my pay-per-view reviews to Patreon. And keep strictly show focus on WrestleAddict Radio in general. So if you are a patron, you're going to be getting pay-per-view reviews from me over on Patreon. If you have not subscribed to our Patreon just yet, hey, now's a good time to do it. Get that content. But everything else will be status quo, Monday, Tuesday, Friday. It's going to take me a little bit of time to get back into the swing of things, especially with everything that's going on. I really pushed this off all day. All day Sunday. On my clock, it's 6:14 right now, 6:14 p.m. I literally pushed this off all day because I have told the story, like when you tell a story like so many times, it gets to a point where it's just like autopilot. It got to the point where, you know, talking about my dad's passing, it's autopilot. Most of the people I work with do not know my dad, but dad passed. It's within my, the group that I work with, a couple other people that found out, which is perfectly fine, you know, it's my higher ups, so it doesn't really matter to me personally. So, perfectly fine with it. not the entire store. Perfectly fine. It's perfect. Those who need to know, know. Those who don't know, well, they'll find out eventually, if anything. If we're being brutally honest, I was thinking about pushing this back another week. You know, let's go another week, all that stuff. But we got some things going on in December that I'm very excited about. Really, really excited about. So I didn't want to waste another week and come back on the 30th and then have to prepare, have to be getting my mind ready. So yeah, I figured I want to get back into the groove of things a week early. And I've already watched NXT, so you'll be getting Last Week This Week without fail for Tuesday. Like I said, just gotta, you know, bear with me and let me get back in my groove. You know what I'm saying? Once I get back in my groove, it's over with. And December is my prime time. I love December. Even though my birthday's in January. And which give me presents. Cookies are always acceptable. Look at my dog. Unofficial co-host of the YLP podcast. Wonderfully asleep in her brand new bed, by the way. My mom got that. She loves it. And she's sleeping so well. Of course, she says she always just does the hard work, you know, supervising and all that shit, but I see no growth. Yeah, I'm talking about you, miss. You go back to bed. You go night-night. In that moment, she woke up. Of course she would. Daddy. Right to sleep. Daddy's talking. But back to the thing. Just gotta bear with me. Just a little bit. You know, I thought I was, you know, thought everything was going swell until my father's passing happened. I was getting back in the swing of things, getting ready for 270. I already had 300 in my, you know, the date playing out in my head, you know. So we'll put that's gonna push back, but December's gonna be a good one, people. All right, so we got what, Moxley Omega on the 2nd for the world title. You know we're gonna be talking about that next Friday. War Games that Sunday, which is gonna be absolutely fucking nuts. Can't wait to talk about that on tomorrow. That's gonna be great. Hoo-wee. War Games is going to be nuts. So, we also have what? WWE's got one for our pay-per-view, I think? I think it's Tables, Ladders, and Chairs. I don't know. Don't really care. And then we have, of course, the Pièce de Resistance. The Honorable Mentions. And top 10 matches of the year. Which is going to be fan-fucking-tastic. I'm very excited about that. And for those of you who've been rocking with me while with my last two, 2018 and 2019, I've said before that usually top 10s don't get made until usually by Christmas. Because there's so many matches still that I haven't watched yet. And so this would be right around the time where I start doing that. So it's just going to be a lot of pro wrestling in my future that I get to watch. And I know from the G1 Climax, there's two matches in particular I have to watch. So December is going to be a really cool month. And expect honorable mention and top 10 matches to be here to either be up by New Year's Eve or after New Year's Day. There'll be episodes in and of themselves, so extra content for y'all. Yeah, I definitely won't put them on Patreon. I can't do that. People need to know. But, so that's what we get to look forward to for December, to going to 2021. 2021, of course, we will have, you know, reviews for Wrestle Kingdom, all that. It's going to be crazy. December and January are going to be so much fun. For those of you who have just become a part of the War Realm, or if you've been checking it out for some time, but just, right, you know, came back to the fold, so more people on AmbiguousPodcastSolutions.com, Amazon Music, Audible, who are new to the funk. December's gonna be fun for us. For me in particular, because like I said, this is my favorite month for wrestling. End of the year, fun time. A lot of it going on. And that's gonna be what we focus on. You know, content. You know, like I always say, top-notch quality. No bullshit, no excuses. Just have to give me a bit of time to get back into my swing of things. Y'all respect that, we good. You know, take time out of your day to tell the people you love. You love them. Give them that phone call, make sure they're doing all right. Spoke to them while you're still cool with, hit them up, see if they're good. Take care of your family. Take care of yourself. Be better. Do better. Create, innovate, elevate, build. You never know. You never lose someone. You never know. Cherish the time you have with people. Whether it be for a day or for a lifetime. As of right now, there's one less line in the bride. To my father, remorse again. I love you. I'll miss you. Rest in peace. To mom, you know who you are. Rest in peace. Keep an eye on us. And say hi every once in a while. My condolences go out to your families. Part of mine. Love y'all. Y'all know. Y'all know who you are. Get to care of yourselves and each other. Call your family, make sure they're good. AmbiguousPodcastSolutions.com, Anchor.fm/WrestleLadderRadio, Anchor.fm/YoungLionsPerspective. Find me over on Twitter at YLPerspective, capital YLP Perspective. Instagram, Young_Lions_Perspective. Facebook at Young Lions Perspective, or simply search for Young Lions Perspective Podcast. Tomorrow, be a much better mood, much better vibe, and I don't even know what episode this is. This is today's 269. It's gonna be episode 270 tomorrow. Whatever number it may be. We'll get to that point when we figure it out. The YLP podcast. I'll see y'all.
This has been a WrestleAttic Radio branded podcast.